The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of Remax Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank. Joining me shortly will be Reba Haas from Remax Metro, Team Reba. And we're here every Tuesday at 3 o'clock giving you information on finance and real estate and anything else that kind of comes along across our minds. This is a live call-in show. If you've got questions for us, give us a ring. You can reach us toll-free at 866-712-1300. You can also tweet us at Team Reba, or you can tweet me at Eric is my banker. That's E-R-I-C. So we're here every Tuesday and hope you enjoy the show again today. We've been doing the show for a couple years now, right, Reba?
Oh, yes, we have.
Good afternoon.
Actually, a little over 2 years because we started end of September.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Goes fast. Goes really fast. Yeah. Not as fast as you with traffic today, though, right?
No.
Yeah.
No.
You know what? I had
multiple accidents. That was a lot of fun.
There was a little bit of a mess out there.
Well, I was coming from a marketing meeting, and I already knew I was going to be pushing a little bit close, but then there was, and I hope... I will say, kind of a knock on wood for these folks, I hope they're okay. One of them was a motorcycle accident.
Yeah,
and
I saw that one.
There were two with a lot of damage to the bike,
yeah,
so
down
I hope
in
they're
Tukwila.
Okay.
Northbound I-5 around Tukwila. Careful, it's a little bit of a mess down there.
Well, and then there's something else, some kind of other emergency going on I-5 north. So apparently there's your traffic report.
All right. Well, here's my traffic safety advice.
Uh-oh.
So just based on my recent observations driving around when it's dark and rainy out, not like today, which is beautiful.
Oh, it is fantastic.
But it's dark and rainy. I can't believe how many cars I see driving around without their headlights on.
You know, I think they start when it's still at dusk or something like that. But well, I'm totally with you. I'm constantly flashing my light. I know you're not supposed to do this anymore.
Well,
but that's how my parents had their accident, was a guy driving in the rain, in the dark.
With no lights on. Right. Yeah, and typically I do all flash my lights repeatedly sometimes, and most of the time the folks that are driving without their lights on are 100% oblivious.
They have no
clue what's going on. The problem, it's predominantly with Japanese cars, because Japanese cars that don't have the automatic lights...
You mean like my car?
It's hard to tell. Well, because your dashboard lights up. So unless you, like... flip the switch on.
Right.
You know, we have a lot of people that are just kind of just zoned out.
I've never noticed it's a particular kind or...
Yeah, it's a trend. Yeah, it's pretty consistent. Yeah, I keep my mental statistics on that. But watch, pay attention to that.
Your mental statistics?
Yes,
so it's not like an official thing somewhere.
Oh, no. This is total seat of the pants. But I think it's probably... You know,
very trustworthy.
Seems to be, oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Seat pants.
Absolutely.
Yeah, got it.
You know, but... there you go. That's right.
Says the finance guy.
That's right.
Everything about the seat of my pants.
That's right. We're just sort of winging it here today. But
dude, we wing it every week. What are you talking about? Pretty much.
Yeah.
You know what? Hey, so I'm going to say something I'm super excited about, you know, because I know we have our classes and stuff coming up. But we have our client event this Sunday, which I'm really pleased. We've got a large number of people coming to this event. Our last count was 65, and we still have RSVPs coming in. Apparently, hey, people who live in Seattle, could y'all learn how to RSVP ahead of the deadline for the catering count? Because seriously, we've had to up our catering count three times since the cutoff of yesterday, which we told everyone was our cutoff.
Which means you got a
yesterday.
Good group, good group showing up.
Well, we do have a good group, but we still have more people.
Yeah.
Chiming in, and it's like, now I'm getting a little nervous.
Yeah, you're going to have like group A and group B. Group A gets the catering. Group B, you're going to have like Jimmy John's in the back of the room.
Right. You just get drinks.
Yeah.
You know, so we got to watch out get Ubers for everybody or something. But so you remember James Young from Seaplane Scenics, who was on the show a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
Well, one, you know, we invite many of our guests from the show as well, not just our clients and vendors we work with. But James is coming.
Yeah, oh, good.
And as one of our kind of prizes we're going to be giving out, he's going to do one of his tours.
Excellent.
I'm so excited.
Oh, that'll be fun, yeah.
Yeah, I'm super excited about that.
He has a 20-minute tour of Seattle.
25.
And the kind of 25-minute Seattle and the surrounds from
Seattle. Oh, wait. Is it 20-minute or 25-mile?
I think it was 25 miles.
Yeah,
20 minutes roughly.
Yeah.
And even for regular paying customers, it's very, very affordable and really, really great way to see the city. So just take off from either Southport down by Lake Union, or excuse me, Lake Washington.
Yeah.
Or I think, believe they have a spot in on Lake
Union. In Kirkland.
In Kirkland. Oh, that's right, Carillon Point.
Yep.
And then they also can take off from Boeing Field.
Correct.
So really, really cool.
Yes.
Cool group. So good.
Yes. Very excited to have him joining
us. Look at you. I can see you're just jumping down in your seat. You want to know what's going on with
jumping
interest rates,
down
don't
in my
you?
Seat? Well, yeah,
jumping
I was I'm definitely like I fell down in my seat when I got in here. no, I am curious. There's just so many different wonky things going on because, you know, we got the Fed having activity going on and management changes, which we've talked about numerous times on the show. We've got the tax plan. That seems to be chugging through. We've got other kinds of crazy international news, you know, threats and stuff going on. There's just a lot of things that are strange that, oddly enough, affect interest rates.
Absolutely,
so
they do. Yeah.
What do we have going on this week that was going to make me shake my head and be like, really?
Yeah, you know, this week is more of a kind of sit back and see what happens sort of a week.
Okay, because next week they meet, right?
Yeah, the Fed meets next week. The Federal Open Market Committee, they meet 8 times a year, so roughly every 6 weeks. And they'll make a decision on short-term interest rates. And right now, the going bet is that the Fed will increase short-term rates 0.25% when they meet. Their meeting is next Tuesday and Wednesday. So usually about 11 o'clock, 11:30 or so on Wednesday, they'll make an announcement on what they're doing with short-term rates.
Right.
So the announcement has two parts to it. The first part is they announce what will happen with rates. The second part, they're announcing really their reasoning behind it and their bias towards future increases in rates. So we're pretty much expecting a 0.25% increase, you know, this time around. A lot of that is hinged upon the tax plan.
Right.
You know, because there was talk a few weeks ago, oh, maybe they won't increase in December, but if the tax plan goes through, the expectation is it is going to stimulate the economy, and that will necessitate some further rate increases. So if tax plan goes through, we can plan on probably 3 additional rate hikes next year.
Right.
So a year from now, we'll probably be about 1% higher with short-term interest rates. Now, those rate hikes do not necessarily directly affect your mortgage rate. And sometimes it can actually keep your mortgage rates down or keep them in check because the point of increasing short-term rates is it's like tapping the brakes a little bit. It tends to slow.
You mean like how you feel about a Prius in front of you?
Yeah, they're the brake tapper, not me.
I'm actually parked behind a Prius today.
That's right. I'm the tax cut. I'm trying to speed by him.
Yeah.
So, but you know what? I rode in one the other day. I had a Lyft. I hired a Lyft. Took me, and it was Prius showed up. I felt like I was, you know, consorting with the enemy. You know, sitting
of
in the back seat of that car, and I can confirm.
Did you feel guilty?
I can confirm. You know, the guy's driving. There's a little gauge on the dash. It goes between all electric and gas.
You're totally off the topic.
I'm completely off. And he's trying to keep the thing in the electric mode, so he's driving like 54 miles an hour in the left lane, and the car is constantly pulling to the left. He just really, really wants to be in the left lane, going 54 miles an hour. So anyway, well, we don't want that for our economy. We want to be cruising along a little bit better than that. So the summary is mortgage rates are expected to possibly rise a little bit next year, but not radically. You know, so maybe 0.375%, 0.5% though. You know,
well, I'm going to be curious to see because, as you know, I'm going to be traveling internationally for the next several weeks, which is why we're going to have repeat shows. So, listeners, if you're used to our live show, starting next week, because that's the day actually that I'm leaving. So, we're going to be doing
taking a vacation.
Yes, I'll be taking a vacation, much needed and well deserved holiday. Going over to Thailand, so I'll be bringing back some interesting little tidbits, I'm sure. But I'm going to be really curious to see where we land with all of this.
Well, because, you know, there's the tax plan, the Fed, On the bad side, we also have international events, and you know, especially mm-hmm. Korea, and
when North Korea,
excuse me, when bad things happen in other parts of the world, that actually benefits our interest rates.
Right.
We get flight to safety investing.
Yeah.
People will buy our bonds, and mm-hmm. that tends to put downward pressure on interest rates.
Right.
So there's a balancing act that goes along with that.
Well, I'll tell you, I had some very interesting conversations with my CPA yesterday because we mm-hmm. were doing kind of end of year tax planning and preparing mm-hmm. for 2018.
Yeah.
And a big part of the conversation was, you know, if this tax plan goes all the way through,
yeah.
you know, what can we expect?
Right.
And frankly, I would like to, I know they go right into tax season, but if there's mm-hmm. an opportunity to get some insider.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. To do that.
You know, the biggest one that I see with the change is that home equity loans will mm-hmm. lose their deductibility.
I know, and I have one right now.
And again, it's not finalized. So yeah. nothing's you know, for sure at this
yeah.
point.
But then again, we also did it as a short-term thing mm-hmm. just to get access
right. sure.
to that.
Yeah.
And then the idea is, you know, pay it
absolutely.
Down. It's kind of like a Dave Ramsey thing of just pay it down, pay it down, pay
sure.
it down, pay
sure.
it off.
And if you carry a small balance, you're not
mm-hmm.
talking about a huge impact on your
no.
taxes. But
mm-mm.
still, that's one of the key changes that I saw
right.
you know, coming out, at least with the proposed the Senate
yes.
bill. So it's interesting. But rates right now, we're actually sitting pretty good this week.
Okay.
The national average for rates, 30-year fixed rate, hovering for a conventional loan at 4%. 15-year fixed rate is hovering around 3.34%. FHA and VA, 30-year fixed rates, 3.6%. And jumbo, 30-year mm-hmm. fixed rates are hovering around 4.16%. So they're looking good. And remember also that effective pretty much now, our local loan limits have gone up. So if you're in Washington State, King, Pierce, and Snohomish County, our maximum loan amounts have increased to $667,000 for a conventional
yes.
loan. And
we needed that.
Other counties, the baseline is $453,100. So you may have had a jumbo loan in the past, but you might not now,
mm-hmm.
and which could, in short, give you a better interest rate.
Right.
So now's a good time to look at all those numbers. Also,
yep.
if you have a home equity line of credit or second mortgage, maybe
yeah.
think about combining those.
Well, actually, that's like the fellow that last week contacted us after the show, because
mm-hmm.
we were talking about with the amount of equity growth there was.
That's right.
That now's a really good time to take a look at that and get PMI or seconds and all that put together. But
that's right.
We're going to talk about more like this and other real estate topics when we get back on Open House with Team Reba. If you have questions, 866-712-1300.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.